what you see is from a New York Times article that sort of really laid all this out in the greatest detail yet, is that the president is involved almost at a tactical level, and the change in technology has allowed this president to make decisions that no previous president would be able to do. So what you have is a wide variety of counterterrorism officials, national security officials, weighing in, looking at the biographies of suspected terrorists to decide who's going to be next on the kill list. And then finally, the president himself can weigh in and make an exact decision. Because of technology, because of these drone strikes, it's the president himself who can make these sort of tactical decisions. I spoke with an analyst, Peter Singer, who said there are actually two kill lists, one being run by the military, one by the CIA. And the danger in that is that you can manipulate the list. In other words, if you have a target that maybe doesn't meet the criteria from the military list, you can sort of put that name on the CIA list. And what that could do in some cases where you have this overlap is it opens up the process to perhaps manipulation, because you've got some of the same people involved in these meetings, Wolf, and some of the same people with different agendas using these lists.
And at least for now, correct me if I'm wrong, the legal opinions, the White House legal opinion, the Justice Department legal opinion, DOD legal opinion authorizing these targeted killings with drones and other means if necessary, those legal opinions remain classified secret, right?
Those remain classified, and neither the White House nor the Pentagon has really given a full accounting of how they measure civilian casualties. They will say publicly that they won't go ahead with a strike, if there is a danger of high civilian casualties, except in the rarest of circumstances. But in countries where there are no boots on the ground, so to speak, they've never accounted for how they verify how many civilian casualties there are in some of these strikes. They simply keep saying, the casualties are low. The casualties are low.